Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Black Betty, bam, lam, whoa, Black Betty, bam, lam, Black Betty had a child. Bam, lam, the damn thing gone wild. Bam, lam, said a word, not a mind. Bam, lam, the damn thing gone blind. Bam, lam, said, oh, Black Betty. Bam, lam, whoa, Black Betty, bam, lam.
All right, well, I haven't shared much with you today as far as the Rachel Maddow Award for the week for completely absurd behavior on the media or by the media or putting somebody out there or just standing in front of cameras as some people like to do. One of my favorites for pure entertainment purposes is Maxine Waters. And why shouldn't she be? I mean, she's completely ridiculous. Generally has no idea what she's talking about or probably more often where she even is. She's completely absurd, out of touch, clueless is a term that comes to mind, and a complete embarrassment. I feel sorry for the folks in her district, but hell, they keep electing her and sending her back. It's not my problem. It's theirs. But on MSNBC, where else would she appear, right? On MSNBC, Waters was speculating why Jason Chaffetz is retiring, the congressman from Utah. Chaffetz said he was tired of spending too much time away from his family and was ready to go home and go back to being an ordinary guy. But Maxine Waters says that's not the reason. No, no, no. She has more insight than that. She has special knowledge. She has an idea of what's going on. It's clip six here because I don't want to give it away. I want you to hear what Maxine Waters thinks the real reason behind Jason Chaffetz heading back to Utah is. Here it is, clip six.
No, I really don't. And there is a lot of speculation about what he's doing. There are those who are told that he's trying to position himself to run for higher office, and I think it's for governor. There are those who think that he, in some ways, has some connections to what is going on in the Ukraine and perhaps in Russia itself, and know something about all of this. I don't really know. I can't say, but he's strange in the way that he's conducting himself. And maybe he thinks that if he rolls out and points to the fact that something is going on with Flynn that he did not disclose, and this is criminal, I mean, he's violated a federal law, that somehow this will raise him above maybe what connections he may have with the Kremlin. I don't know.
But
we need to keep an eye on him.
I don't know who the poor guy is trying to keep her under control, but he was having exactly no luck. Yeah, it's all big part of the Russian conspiracy. That's right. And I'm just proud that Maxine Waters now knows about where the Ukraine is. She doesn't know where Crimea is, though. She, in a press conference here not long ago, thought that Russia had invaded Korea. Well, if Russia would invade Korea, it certainly would make our job a bit easier, wouldn't it? We wouldn't have to go there and deal with Kim Jong-un ourselves. Isn't Maxine Waters the gift that keeps on giving? I mean, it's absurd that people like that are sent to the United States Congress. To me, that's absurd. That woman is intellectually defenseless. Intellectually defenseless. And yet she speaks for however many thousands of people. And she affects policy in America. She could no more explain fiscal policy or social policy or economic policy than a child. She has no clue. Okay. Let's see here. Here's something else that I thought was significant. Something else that Donald Trump did, the president did yesterday. He signed an executive order directing the Interior Secretary to review, that's Ryan Zinke of Montana, to review the designation of tens of millions of acres of land as national monuments. This has been going on for a long time, you see. And for political favors or for political reasons, big chunks of land have been set aside in different places. Most guilty, I think, Bill Clinton, during his presidency, set aside land that was good for coal mining, took it completely out of production and the possibility at a time he took a pile of money from Indonesia, the second biggest producer of of coal in America. So Donald Trump now looking at all the antiquities placed into national monuments and so forth by the past three presidents combined. We'll take a look at that. And here's something else for you to be aware of. Potentially dangerous brown recluse spiders, as if you don't have enough to worry about. Normally, these spiders don't come north into Michigan, but on occasion, they'll travel here in, you know, shipping products and so forth. Well, a whole family of brown recluse spiders has been found living in a garage in Davison in Genesee County. Apparently, they survived the winter in an unheated garage. This is not a good sign for people that don't like spiders. Ivy comes to mind. Yeah, she hates the things. At any rate, I don't care much for spiders, but I don't want one that bites my arm and my arm rots off, because that's what happens with brown recluse. Anyhow, they've been found in a few places now, and I want to tell you about this. Let's see. They've been found in Genesee, Hillsdale, and Ingham counties in Michigan. That happened in 2011. Lenawee County in 2015. And that year, they were found living with kids and dogs and a whole family. So this brown recluse problem seems to be getting more, maybe people are just more aware, but more frequent, that's for sure. More frequent. In 2016, a brown recluse found living in Ann Arbor at a campus building at the University of Michigan. So fear the spider, I suppose. Just be aware of the spiders that are out there, the brown recluse. Now, in fact, Alex says he thinks he smashed one yesterday at home. Of course, he may have been sleepwalking, you know, and overdosing on chocolate. I'm not quite sure. But he swears, Alex, the guy downstairs running this thing, says he smashed a brown recluse, but there was not much left of it to to make a positive ID. I don't know. But yeah, no, he doesn't get much sleep. Why do you ask? You think so? I don't know. At any rate, let's take a quick break. We're going to do some final thoughts here on the program and get some sleep scheduled for Alex and his brown recluse dreams. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.